Mosquito season is upon us, made more concerning this year by the threat of the spread of the Zika virus in the Rio Grande Valley. The San Antonio Metropolitan Health District is fighting the battle against mosquitoes on many fronts. Trucks that send out fogs of insecticides at night. Backpack sprayers where chemicals are placed precisely where mosquitoes breed. These are some of the tactics employed by vector control. But Sanitary and Services Manager Stephen Barshevsky says it's going to take a team effort.
We only take care of public property, streets, drainage ditches, parks, and recreational areas within parks. So we really need the citizens to do their part.
This year, Metro Health received more than $700,000 in federal grant money through the state for education and prevention against Zika. Public Relations Manager Carol Schlesinger says that includes free mosquito dunks that kill mosquito larvae to be given to low-income pregnant women.
We're going to be giving them out through our WIC clinics, our Healthy Start, which is our infant mortality prevention program, in the next few weeks.
Last year, San Antonio only employed one licensed vector control officer. Now there are two, with other city employees trained to use the mosquito dunks. If you notice a particularly bad mosquito problem in a city park, easement, or waterway, Vector Control's Joel Laura says you can report it by calling 311.
Public input definitely is important to us, and we respond to those calls.
Besides Zika, mosquitoes can also carry diseases like West Nile virus and chikungunya. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.